you doing? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5. Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. Wildcard Wednesday coming up. If you want to get your requests in, it's any song, any artist, anything. It's all on you for the music bumps. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for Wildcard Wednesday. We're going to talk about 12 classic, crazy, some disgusting sandwiches that you can make right now if you'd like. And Esmeralda and I are going to take a quiz that Dan will give us involving television. That's all coming up still on the show. But right now, I want to welcome to the show the artistic director of Wildclaw Theater. Wildclaw Theater is a great theater company. I've seen many of their shows and worked with a lot of the people who have been a part of Wildclaw over the years. Josh Zagorin is the artistic director of Wildclaw Theater, and they've got a really cool event that they do every year, and it's coming up this Monday, December 5th. It's Death Scribe, which is a series of horror radio plays, and it's a competition as well. We're going to hear all the details about it, and it's going to be at Lincoln Hall, which is one of the coolest places in the city to see anything, at 2424 North Lincoln Avenue. It's Monday night. You can check out wildclawtheater.com for more information. And let me welcome Josh to the show. Josh, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how is everybody doing?
All right, real good. Tell everybody about, first of all, tell everybody, people who might not know, about Wildclaw and what you guys do.
Well, we are the Chicago horror theater. I would say one of the world's premier, because there's very few of us, and I think that makes us a premier. I don't know the exact definition, but yeah, we are a horror theater company. So we bring the world of the strange and unusual, the phantasmagorical and bizarre, to the stage. And yeah, I mean it's scary. So get ready for it. That's all I can say.
Yeah. You know, I've seen a lot of your stuff. I've worked with a lot of the people that you've worked with. I love what you guys do. I mean, horror is my favorite genre, and you guys do a really great job. And you know what, man? And you know this. Horror is not an easy thing to pull off on stage.
No, it's not. And I love that we do it. And I think that's one of the things. It was Woody Allen said, dying is easy, comedy is hard. And I think my acting teacher said, hey, anybody can be dramatic, but no one can be scary. Hmm. And I heard that when I was in college, and I was like, well, that sounds like a dare.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see what we can do. But I think it all comes down to timing. But yeah, it's true. It's not an easy genre to hang in.
Yeah,
which is what I think is cool. You know what I mean? Like anybody can have emotions, because we're humans. We do that. But when it comes to doing something that's like we traffic in, you know, finding that thing that freaks you out, that makes you afraid to go to bed at night. And I'm blessed to be hanging out with people that know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not hard for them and for us, but it's hard to find people that know how to do that. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, man. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. Yep. It's not hard. It's not easy.
How long has Wildclaw been around?
Mm. We've been around since 2008, as the old dogs tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about 9 years. It's been a ninth Death Scribe.
Okay.
Doing it in a row. First Monday in December since 2008.
And I believe I was a judge.
You were, sir.
The second one. Was it the second one?
Yeah, 2009.
Yeah.
2009, yeah.
Yeah, and I was a judge, and that was the one that was, you guys did it at the Music Box.
I believe it was the first two we did at the Music Box.
Right.
You were a judge when Ari Lemon, the original Jason Voorhees, I believe, was on stage, and he's going to be a judge at this year's Death Strike.
Is that right?
Yep. We are bringing him down all the way from Lakeview to Lincoln Avenue.
That's a long trip for him, man.
Hey, man, we're Ubering it. You got him.
Well, let me ask you personally about your background, man. You went to school in Boston, right?
Yeah, I was at Emerson College in Boston, Mass.
What brought you here?
Well, so when we were done in, I graduated in 2003. There was a contingent of us that wanted to go to Los Angeles, and then another half of us that wanted to go to New York. And then there was like this small group of us that heard about Chicago and all the stuff that was happening here, and about how it was this new scene, which is funny hearing us say it was a new scene. Then when we got here, we realized, oh, no, it's not new. We just heard about
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah.
But, yeah, I know everybody had heard about how great and how fresh and how new and how, you know, it's weird because, like, from where we're standing, you know, in Boston in 2003, there was only two worlds. There was Hollywood and there was Broadway.
Yeah.
And then we heard about, like, oh, no, this is where art is made. And this is where new theater is created. And this is where the this is where the ideas come from. And so, you know, it got more and more romantic. And then after a while, we were like, well, let's just go there.
Mm-hmm.
So a bunch of us came down and started getting integrated with the community. And we realized that the thing that sets Chicago apart from what you hear about in the art world is that in Chicago, this is where people really take the idea of being original and new seriously.
Right.
And that's kind of what kept us here.
Yeah.
Is we were like, oh, my God, this is totally happening. You know, this is where everybody's doing what they think of. And, you know, there's a place for it. You know, like if you have an idea, there's a spot for it. If you have a concept, there's a place for it.
Yeah.
And if there isn't a place for it, you can make a place for it.
Well, and that's what I love about the theater community in Chicago, and why I was with the with the theater community in Chicago for over 20 years is because it's incredible. The talent here is amazing. You can actually work. If you go to New York, it's harder to work. You can actually work here in Chicago and learn your craft and get better at it. And you know, and I was with the Factory Theater for 20 years, and everything that comes out of the Factory is original, and that is that's an amazing thing. It's like, you want to do a show? Let's write one. You know,
right.
And I think that's...
And if you're not in a show, direct one.
Yeah.
If you're not directing, write one. John Lithgow, when he came to Emerson, was talking to us about that. And I think that was the big push was he was mentioning, like, you know, when I'm not acting, I'm directing. When I'm not directing, I'm writing. When I'm not writing, I'm producing. It's a way of life. It's a life choice.
Yeah.
And I think that's what struck us about Chicago. It's like, oh, my God, these are people actually living that life.
Yeah.
And like old hat. And here we were, a bunch of college kids, just like, oh, damn. Like, I can't wait to, like, get in with this monk-like class. They're like, no, you need a day job. But everybody's got a day job. Don't worry about it.
Right.
My my Chase Bank manager, when I first moved there, when I got an account, I was talking to the guy, and he was mentioning, he's like, oh, yeah. No, I run, you know, it was like, I forget what the name of the theater was. It was like, I run Corner Street Theater or something. I was like, everybody here has that mindset because it's a theater town. It's a town of artists.
Yep.
And, you know, it's something written like in a J.K. Rowling novel. Like you're in a fantasy world here that's very realistic and very real and very grounded in, like, well, I mean, what, we have this other life here. And everybody's doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was enchanting.
Yeah.
And there was no reason to leave.
Yeah, it's an amazing city. It's an amazing city. It really is. All right, let me, before we get to Death Scribe and tell everybody about it and talk about the entries, one of which was directed by my friend Sarah Savini.
Indeed.
I do want to ask you your personal relationship with the horror genre. Have you always been a horror fan? If so, what are some of your favorite horror movies?
Oh, geez. Okay, well, you know, bury the lead there, Nick. Jeez. Let's see. Well, yes. I read It in sixth grade as a Stephen King freak to the point where I'd read so many of my mom's Stephen King books that she locked them up and made me start reading classics. So got me at a young age and just kind of has always been my, like, go-to personal time was, you know, Stephen King and Lovecraft and Poe, but, you know, the geeky classics that you know, not, I wouldn't consider myself enough of an expert in the literary genre to go even deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, I was like surface level, like entry level horror for a long time. Like, I've read, you know, Pet Sematary, and all my friends are like, neat. Have you read The Weird?
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, what's that? House of Leaves. But then, you know, movies, being a cinephile, like, you know, the like the original In the Mouth of In the Mouth of Madness with Sam Neill,
yeah,
big fan of
John Carpenter. John Carpenter, man, is the
A to Z on Carpenter.
Yeah.
Like no qualms there.
Yeah.
Lately, I've been a big fan of James Wan. I think he's a master of the jump scare, which is a really tricky thing to pull off.
Because
like it's very easy to do, but when you do it really well, it's masterful.
Yeah.
And I think Conjuring 2. As cheesy as it sounds, and I'm very aware, is a fantastic exercise in jump scares.
I got to tell you something, Josh. I think we are in a renaissance period for horror. I think the past few years have given us some of the best horror movies in a long time. I'm including like The Babadook. It Follows from this year. Don't Breathe. Oculus is great.
The new Ouija
movie was great. It's
fantastic.
Great stuff. Listen, I got a break here, Josh. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I'll be ready.
Josh Zagorin is with us. He is the artistic director of Wild Claw Theater. They've got this really cool thing coming up called Death Scribe. They do it every year. This year it's Monday, December 5th at Lincoln Hall, and we'll describe what it is. It's really, really cool. It involves radio plays and horror and a competition, and it's awesome. So we'll talk more with Josh from Wild Claw Theater and give you all the details on Death Scribe. Right after we take this break, we've got weather. We got traffic right here, and I'll give you the weather. All right. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Welcome back to the show. We're here till 5 a.m. I'm talking with Josh Zagorin, who is the artistic director of a great theater company that concentrates on horror plays and bringing them to the stage, Wild Claw Theater. And this Monday, December 5th, they're going to be presenting Death Scribe. It's a series of horror radio plays, original horror radio plays. It's also a competition. And we're going to get all the information here from Josh on what's going to be happening on Monday. Welcome back, Josh.
How are you? How's everybody doing?
Good. Tell everybody about Death Scribe and give all the details on what people are going to see.
Oh, Chicago. Death Scribe is your holiday, getaway. And a lot of people have told me that this is like the start of the season for them. So what we do every year for the past 9 years is we send out a submission notice internationally. We get around 100-plus submissions from around the world of 10-minute radio horror plays, and that's going back to, like, the shadow and suspense and the Outer Limits, if television, like Twilight Zone, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we got it. By the way, Josh, we have a show here on the weekends called WGN Radio Theater, and they play those old-school radio shows.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you guys are already in the mix.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So 10-minute radio horror shows, all original, all contemporary, which I think is very rare, happening right now, written right now in your time period, in your lifetime, by these artists and writers and directors and horror aficionados all over the world. And they send us their 10-minute nightmares. And we whittle it down to our favorite five. And then we send those out to five of Chicago's finest directors. It's a different crop every year. And then they get together and they create their 10-minute piece with our Foley experts. And then we present them on a stage to the audience in a competition. And then there's a winner. And that winner wins the coveted Bloody Axe Award, which is exactly what it sounds like. It is a axe covered in blood with the year on it, and it's the most important award in your lifetime. But the idea is, it's kind of like, and the analogy is very crude and simplistic, but go with me. It's like Prairie Home Companion meets Tales from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got the old-timey radio feel with the old school kind of punk horror theater, but in a contemporary venue. So we're not doing like a throwback. It's just that format with, you know, a contemporary bent. And then, you know, we're doing it's werewolves and vampires and ghosts and scary tales. And then you've got, you know, two people. You got Ellie Maitland this year and Kevin Alves this year, smashing watermelons and breaking boards and walking with their hands on, you know, with boots
yep.
on their hands,
yep,
making the Foley, making the scary sounds. And the talent this year is top-notch, as it is every year. But every year I'm more and more amazed by who comes in and does it. And it's usually directors and actors that don't normally do horror.
Mm-hmm.
And just aim for something different. But they bring their chops and their love of the craft. And, you know, you, the audience, are a part of a live radio event, which is great because you only get one shot at this. It's one night only.
Right.
And so it's electric. It's alive. And you're seeing real craftsmen, you know, try to scare you. Because, like, at the end of the day, we're doing scary stories.
Yeah. You know, I've been to Deathscribe a bunch of times, and as we mentioned earlier in the interview, I was actually a judge one year, and it's a great thing. It's really, really cool. It's awesome. quickly, Josh, if you can in like a minute, tell us the titles and quickly what the five entries are about this year.
Like you got
The Woman Below.
Yes, we have the. I just had them and I lost them. Oh. You got the Woman Below. You've got The Sum of Your Experience. You've got The Quake. You've got what's the other one?
Hold on, I got them. I let them out. I let them out. And Dead Ringer.
That's right. I'm outside, Nick, because I don't want to wake up my girlfriend.
Oh.
And my internet has crapped out on my iPad.
That's okay, man.
I had it all queued up for you.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. That's okay. So those are the five, and they're 10 minutes long. They're going to be performed on stage with a full band, live fully artists. A bunch of great, talented people are involved. I for one, am rooting for The Quake because Sarah directed it.
That's two times now for her.
Yeah.
Two-time winner of the Bloody Axe Awards, Sarah Savini, is back to try to claim her victory.
Coming right after she closed a horror play at the Factory called Zombie Broads. So
indeed.
Yeah. Well, listen,
we got Tim Griffin, who wrote Dead Ringer. He's written a couple for us before.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Travis Williams, who wrote The Quake. He's written a couple of us before. Newcomers, Julie Everett, who wrote I Let Them Out. She's from out of state, which
mm-hmm.
is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Trace Crawford, never worked with them before. That's some of your experience. And then Daniel Dauphin, who is a good friend of mine, who wrote The Woman Below, and that's his first time. So you get, you know, three first-timers and two old hats.
Right.
So it's anybody's game.
Yeah. Listen, I love what you guys do at Wildclaw. You know that, man. And Deathscribe is a blast. For people to go, check out wildclawtheater.com. It's at the beautiful Lincoln Hall on Monday, December 5th, and it's a really cool experience. You get to see, like, a live radio play performed on stage, five of them. And everything that happens in between the plays are very entertaining, too, you know, what you guys do between.
Yeah, we do live commercials for our sponsors. Yeah. Like I said, like it's like Bram Campania. We got a live rock band this year.
Mm-hmm.
As we do every year, some newcomers, Laura McKenzie.
Well, listen, Josh, have a great time, and also give my best to Laura. She's one of my best friends.
Absolutely.
Give my best to Laura. I haven't seen her in a long time, and Laura McKenzie, amazingly talented woman. I've directed her, and I can't tell you the number of shows. And she's also an amazing musician. Josh, artistic director of the Wildclaw Theater. It's Monday night, December 5th. Deathscribe, horror radio plays on stage. A great competition. Nice talking to you, man.
Nice talking to you, sir.
Okay, have a good one. Check out wildclawtheater.com and our website for more information. Okay, we got to take a break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.